West African military chiefs are meeting in Dakar, Senegal, to consider the deployment of an African peacekeeping force in Liberia. The Bush administration has insisted that African nations take the lead in trying to end the years of nearly nonstop civil war in Liberia. Yesterday was the worst shelling of Monrovia, the capital. Several mortars landed in a residential neighborhood near the U.S. Embassy, killing as many as 90 people and wounding several hundred more. NPR's Jason Bobian is in Monrovia. After the shelling, there was sporadic shooting overnight. What's the situation there now?
Well, things are pretty tense on the streets at the moment. There has been a little bit of shooting this morning and a few mortar rounds, not much, but even with that, people are moving very quickly through the streets. They're sort of got their heads down, they're crouched over, running from one wall to another as they move through the streets. So obviously it's very tense out on the streets at the moment.
Liberians are angry that the U.S. hasn't intervened.
Yes, they are. A lot of the anger has been directed at the U.S. Liberians feel that the U.S. has a responsibility to this country to step in. They look around the rest of West Africa, and other nations here have old colonial powers who have stepped in the 1990s to intervene in conflicts and really bring peace there. Liberia doesn't have an old colonial power because it was founded by freed American slaves in the 1800s. Sierra Leone, the British went back there and really were able to cut down the fighting. Just last year in the Ivory Coast, the French intervened and were able to bring stability, and now we've got a transitional government in the Ivory Coast. People here in Liberia feel like the U.S. is really the only country that can bring the stability that so many people desperately want.
Now, who's being blamed for breaking the ceasefire and continuing the fighting? President Charles Taylor or the rebels?
The rebels are bearing the blame for the current round of fighting. It is certainly the case that the rebels have pushed into Monrovia. They were about 10 miles outside the city, and that's where the ceasefire deal that was signed about a month ago put them. That was the deal, and they've broken that ceasefire. They're really the ones that are causing the all-out battle for Monrovia that's happening at the moment.
Any way to know who has the upper hand in the battle?
No, it's really very difficult to tell. It's very difficult to see whether how this is going to play out in the end. President Charles Taylor's forces have sort of the upper ground in Monrovia. The rebels are on lower ground, and they're across two bridges that they need to get into from the west of the city in order to actually overrun the entire capital. So at the moment, the forces are, although the rebels have probably more people, President Charles Taylor's forces have been able to hold them at bay. And that has led to the rebels just shelling mortars down on the city. So at the moment, there's a lot of frustration on the streets among the people that, on the one hand, you've got President Charles Taylor, who most people want to leave, still in power, and then you've got a rebel group, which looks like they're about to seize power, who have no qualms about spending the last 3 days hurling mortars into the center of a city that is packed with refugees who fled the fighting that was caused by the rebels on the outskirts of town. So people are really frustrated, and they feel like it needs to be the international community that comes in, because they don't trust either side, either Charles Taylor or the rebels.
NPR's Jason Bobian in Monrovia, Liberia.